patch of her artificial ankle implanted about a decade earlier, as the initial installation was never perfect, causing her serious pain and trouble with movement as a consequence, and then came near to failing. I spent a week with her at a hospital in Zurich, Switzerland, for that procedure and her initial recovery. At the beginning of March, my wife Tammy underwent what we had been assured was routine surgery in Toronto for a common and eminently treatable kidney cancer. A month and a half after that surgery, which involved the removal of one-third of the organ in question, we learned that she was actually suffering from an extremely rare malignancy, which had a one-year fatality rate of close to 100%. 2 weeks later, the surgeons involved in her care removed the remaining two-thirds of her afflicted kidney, along with a substantial proportion of the related abdominal lymphatic system. The surgery appeared to bring the progression of the cancer to a halt, but produced leakage of fluid up to 4 liters or 1 gallon a day from her now damaged lymphatic system, a condition known as chylous ascites, which rivaled the original condition in danger and which persisted for several months. In desperation, we journeyed to see a medical team in Philadelphia, where within 96 hours of the initial injection of a poppy seed oil dye, whose practical purpose was the enhancement of images derived from CAT or MRI scans, the complete cessation of Tammy's fluid loss was achieved. This breakthrough occurred on the very day of our 30th wedding anniversary. She recovered rapidly and to all appearances completely, a testament to the luck without which none of us can live and to her own admirable strength and resistance. Unfortunately, while these events unfolded, my health fell apart. I had begun to take an anti-anxiety agent at the beginning of 2017 after suffering from what appeared to be an autoimmune reaction to something I had consumed during the Christmas holiday period of 2016. This food reaction made me acutely and continually anxious, as well as freezing cold, no matter what clothes I was wearing or how many blankets I layered upon myself. Further, it lowered my blood pressure so dramatically that whenever I tried to stand, I would gray out and be forced into a crouch half a dozen or more times before trying again. I also experienced insomnia that appeared near total. My family physician prescribed a benzodiazepine as well as a drug for sleeping. I took the latter a mere handful of times before ceasing its use entirely. The terrible symptoms I was experiencing, including the insomnia, were almost immediately and entirely eradicated by the benzodiazepine treatment, making the sleep agent unnecessary. However, I continued the benzodiazepine for almost exactly 3 years, because my life did seem unnaturally stressful during that time, the period when my life changed from the quiet existence of a university professor and clinician to the tumultuous reality of a public figure. And because I believed that this drug was, as is often claimed of benzodiazepines, a relatively harmless substance. Things changed, however, in March 2019 at the onset of my wife's medical battle. My anxiety had spiked noticeably after Michaela's aforementioned hospitalization, surgery, and recovery. In consequence, I asked my family physician to increase my dose of benzodiazepine so that I would not be preoccupied by, nor preoccupy others, with my anxiety. Unfortunately, I experienced a marked increase in negative emotion following the adjustment. By this time, we were attempting to deal with the second of Tammy's surgeries and its complications, and I attributed my even more severe anxiety to that problem. I asked to have the dosage raised yet again, but my anxiety increased even further. I attributed all of this not to a paradoxical reaction to the medication, which it was later diagnosed as, but to the recurrence of a tendency towards depression that had plagued me for years. In any case, I ceased using the benzodiazepine entirely in May of that year, trying 2 doses of ketamine within a week, as suggested by a psychiatrist with whom I consulted. Ketamine, a non-standard anesthetic / psychedelic, sometimes has overwhelming and sudden positive effects on depression. It produced nothing for me but 2 90-minute trips to hell. I felt to my bones.